Be advised, the following audio may or may not contain material that could be deemed offensive to some listeners. Any religious, political, or open opinions are solely those of the individuals providing them and should not be viewed otherwise. This show is for entertainment purposes. Listen at your own discretion.
Give me a beer!
Yeah, come on in!
I know you've been wanting to bring up this topic. You know you want to.
Redheads are creepy.
Yeah, redheads are fucking ugly.
They're fucking bright red hair. They always have freckles. Natural redheads.
I fucking hate you, Joe.
Most of the time.
You're a ginger freckles. Without the freckles.
I'm ginger, dude.
Without the sunglasses. That's where he gets his spots.
I don't have the outrageously bright red hair. But the beard's bright red.
I think what seems most of it is the freckles. Freckles creep me out, man. I don't know what it is.
That's ridiculous.
What is it about freckles?
It looks like a deformity.
Deformity. You don't have any freckles anywhere?
No, not actual freckles.
What do you mean actual freckles?
Like, I'll
have...
What
is an actual freckle?
I have, like, bees. Just dots.
So, but I have freckles, dude.
Yeah, and I can't look at your arms.
And ashy elbows.
I'm a working man.
Yeah, you won't call it.
Keep it in, Mike. Don't spit the drink out, either.
Spinners are quitters.
Spinners are quitters.
I'm a working man.
Well, yeah. The first girl I ever actually had a major crush on, I say crush.
Anal lust.
She had straight up freckles.
And so you were attracted to that.
I don't know what it was.
You still are attracted to it. That's why you can't really look me in the eyes, can you? Come on, Brett. Bring it in.
No, here's my deal. I can't look somebody in the eyes for very long. Because then I get creeped out. Like you, you're a ginger, man. You're probably measuring my soul.
Dude, bitch, you don't have a soul.
You ever, snore so loud it wakes yourself up?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah.
I'm not surprised you do. You got something wrong, man.
Yeah,
that is
fat.
That's the loudest snores I've ever heard.
I passed out one time after a crazy night of drinking. I had made a run to McDonald's first.
Oh, yes.
And I snored so loud that I woke myself up, but I had a bite of a cheeseburger in my mouth.
Woke up chewing.
Woke up, and I was like... And just instantly fucking started gagging because I didn't know it was in my mouth. I spit it out as cheeseburger. I was like, I still had it in my hand, pressed on my lap. I was like, man, I am disgusted.
I
felt the nastiest I've ever felt. Was that moment. That was the low of the low right there. Man. When you wake up, because you're such a drunk, fat, and fuck that you wake up with cheeseburger in your mouth, passed out. That's not a good moment in your life, man.
What about the time I passed out and you stole my car?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the time you woke up in the drive-thru?
Yeah, ordered his food, fell asleep, woke up in the drive-thru and ordered again.
Ordered again, and then got my food. Are you the one that just ordered this? I was like, no. They added my money, and that's the last I remember. I woke up in my bed, didn't even eat the food.
Why is Mike's car parked by the garage? Doors open, lights on.
Doors wide open, the car was running. It wasn't running. I had shut it off, but I just opened the door and just fucking stumbled in. So I don't know. I'm putting this together because I have no recollection of this whatsoever.
I wake up and I was like, where is my car?
And then I called you right as you woke up.
It's on the charger, by the way.
Yeah,
it's a little dead.
I took a car last night and it's dead. I'm charging it right now. I'll be over in a little bit. You were like, okay. I walked in and I was just like, yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Head down. I'm like, ah!
You drunk fucker. It's a car, okay?
And
car's fine.
Drove it in between the house and the garage.
Dude, that's good maneuvering for drunk because there's a lot of shit in the way, man. I mean, you
drove over the fucking the field and everything.
No, because I came in through the driveway. and went around the fucking carport, missed the fucking air conditioning unit, and parked it between the trash can and the fucking steps. And it was just like, you couldn't have even opened the passenger door because it would have just hit the steps. I was just right there, man. Just fucking, that's where it landed.
Front door, man.
That or I just fucking pass out and just happened to just like maneuver and I just kind of fell out of the car. And
no, dude, that car's aging. It maneuvered itself into place. Just took over. Oh, Mitsubishi.
See, am I the only one in this room that doesn't know what he's descended from?
It makes sense that you don't.
Why does that make sense?
It just seems like something that would,
you wouldn't know.
You would, though.
I don't have an interest in it.
You just seem like a mixer. Kind of like a mutt.
Would you like a little Irish in you?
If little would be key word with you.
Yeah.
Puzzle.
Right. I am Irish. Potatoes.
No, like St. Paddy's Day, I don't understand it.
St. Paddy's Day is just an excuse
Cinco
for fucking...
Mayo. Don't understand
excuse
it.
For
how
why
do you not understand
get...
translated to English, 5th of May?
No,
come on.
I don't understand
it's pretty
why,
easy, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking easy.
I don't understand why it's such a big fucking deal. Let's
go. You put mayo on your sandwich every day. You can read the language. Alright. We got words that are close in common. We know each other.
We're like one in the same.
We're like one in the same. You
I
said mayo,
at,
I said mayo.
I was working at Target. You know, the clean crew was all Mexican.
Of course.
Yeah.
You think?
I was working in the food area, and I was sitting there, and I had developed quite the rapport with this other guy, like the main guy.
Yeah.
I just talked to him, you know. Nobody else would. He's up on his ladder screwing something in, and I was like, so, what do you got going tonight? I know, there's a gay joke.
It's all a gay joke.
Oh, your whole statement's a gay joke. All up on the ladder, what are you doing tonight?
I'm
screwing something in.
I'm going to keep moving.
Man!
Like, so
on the ladder, screwing around.
Yeah, so I was like, so what are you cleaning tonight? And he said something.
I can't stop. I gotta.
He's like,
hold on, just give me a minute to get past the gay jokes, because everything you're saying now just sounds gay.
In your window, which you like a little, and in your endo.
In your endo. Okay,
and
continue.
And he says something in broken English, and I was like, I just looked at him, and I was like, man, I've been waiting to tell you this for a long time. I don't speak broken English. Don't try to use complete sentences if you can't.
Well done. I wish I would have thought about that a long time ago.
Our Native Americans are retarded. Drum-beating, stupid fucking Indian culture.
Oh, they're a very musical people.
They're a very musical
I'm
people.
I'm sorry, dude.
Hey,
shut up. I'm serious.
See, that's another thing I don't get. Why are, like,
you ever,
like 164th Indian, they're still claiming that shit. Like, get out of here.
Native American, Mexican American, everybody likes Taco Bell. Come on.
I'm not huge into it.
Yeah, neither am
it's
I.
Cheap.
But you do eat it, and it's
yeah.
cheap. Hence the, you know,
the
Mexican culture.
Thank you.
Here's thing.
That's what's crazy. Arabs selling Taco Bell.
That shit's funny, though.
Thank you. Come again.
Have you ever met a Blaxican? They don't know which side to claim.